Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Ask Dave on Today FM. Ask Dave a difficult question. Do I know the answer? Well, probably. Answer if I don't, I'll Google it there.
This is a great question that has come in. And it's come in from Keith in Dublin. Hey, Keith. I think when he asks this question, a lot of us are going to go, oh my God, yeah.
Okay.
Keith says, Dave, I sit in my car with my girlfriend. We have an armrest between us. She's beside one door, so am I on the other side. We were on a bus the other day. She sat beside me at the window. I was in the middle. There was an aisle to my right, and then two other people sitting in a seat on the other side of the bus. I started freaking out. How is the bus so big? We're all on the same road. How does the bus fit in the same lane as my little car? And then I looked at the stairs. It has the stairs, Dave. I don't get it. Help me, Dave. My brain is fried. Keith Burke in Dublin.
So how does a big, massive bus that fits four people across, along with a corridor
and a spiral stairs, staircase, fit
in the same lane as your car and doesn't seem to take up much more?
So, let's go through this, because this is actually amazing.
Because we don't get any smaller when we walk on the bus. It's
no,
not Alice in Wonderland.
Exactly. That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be good if you did get on the bus and immediately shrink. Yeah. So look, it isn't an illusion. It isn't some kind of a conspiracy theory. It's not a David Blaine magic trick. Your car is about 6 feet wide. Okay. About that. Mm. A bus is about 9 feet wide, and the lane on the road is approximately 10 feet wide. We all fit in the same lane. You, as a driver, have 2 feet either side to play with. Whereas a bus driver is such a precision driver that they only have 6 inches max on either side, and then add the wing mirrors sticking out.
Yeah,
and they're a
big
full 10 feet. They are big. So basically, a bus driver is a way better driver than you. That's the key thing here,
yeah,
okay? So have you ever, you know the situation where you're on a narrow road and there's a car, an oncoming car, and you both slow down. You inch past each other and praying your wing mirrors won't clip,
yeah,
or you won't scuff your alloys off the curb to the inside. Well, a bus driver is basically doing that all the time in the city.
Oh, the stress of that.
That's how good they are at driving. They have to be precise. They have to make decisions really well. And the interior space is very interesting, right? The bus is designed to seat as many people as possible. So think about your car for a second, right? You've got, first of all, the side of your car is a door. So it's got lots of things in it for the door closing mechanism. Your window has to have space to go up and down. It then has the door card on it that has an armrest up at the top, a little lock bit, the handle, a little pocket for your rubbish and your cup holder and whatever. There's a lot in the door. And then it has crumple zones in the car. The car is designed in a certain way to protect you. There's so much of that. But if on a bus, you're sitting beside the side of the bus. So you take all of that away, and you add the extra 3 feet, and all of a sudden you can fit four people and a corridor
and
a spiral staircase.
You have space either side of you on the seat in your
car. Yeah.
But you don't.
There's no comfy kind of, you know, leg rest either side of your bus seat. You're just, it's narrow, it's small, whatever.
You're sitting on the person next to you's lap.
Pretty much. It's maximized to get as many people in. And that is why, although it does, if you think about it, it starts freaking out. I get it, Keith. It's just they're designed very differently. And then I started looking into bus design. And one of the things that's bugged me for years is, why don't buses have seatbelts? Because everything else needs a seatbelt. Right?
Some of them do.
No, I know some coaches and things do. And so, and if they're carrying kids.
And the TFI, I think they have to have
increasingly so. They have USB ports.
They do have USB ports. So I suppose I'm talking about this, the city buses, right?
Yeah.
In all cities, not just in Ireland, but in all cities in the world. The reason that traditionally they haven't had to have seatbelts is simply because of the size of the bus. So think about it. The bus is really long, really big. Nothing's going to bring it to an ultimate halt. So if it has some kind of an accident, unfortunately for the car or whatever, the bus isn't going to stop abruptly, whereas the car will stop abruptly. In the car, you have seatbelts and airbags and crumple zones and all this because you're in quite a tight space and there's lots of things for you to bash off and hurt yourself. Whereas in a bus, you might get thrown, you might hit your head off a window, a seat, a bar, but the chances of you being drastically hurt on a bus is actually really low.
All right.
And another reason for not having seatbelts is if there is an emergency, and you have to make a swift exit. You don't want anybody being stuck in a seatbelt.
Yeah.
So there's obviously anything between 40 and 90 passengers, 100 passengers on a bus, whatever. In an emergency situation, you want to get everybody off as quickly and safely as possible. So there's that. So to answer your question, Keith, it's a combination of urban planning to make these lanes wide enough for buses, the maximization of space in the bus, regulations, the rule adherence, and more importantly above everything, the skill of bus drivers.
Yeah.
As massive as that bus is, the bus drivers can drive that bus through Dublin, through whatever city you're in, and they can drive there safely alongside you in your tiny car.
It still just feels like, you know, if there was no cars on the road and four of us stood shoulder to shoulder in a lane, it would be full. Now, I'm sure that that's not...
That's definitely not the thing, right? Maybe four Jonah Lomus or something, but like four Paul O'Connells.
You could have someone represent... We should do an experiment and we can have someone represent the aisle. They'll stand in between and we can all shuffle down the road and go do-do-do-do-do and then try to take some corners.
You would not be more than 10 feet.
But in my head, you're
This is
wrong.
The thing, yeah. I get it.
You just factor in people's bags and their shopping.
Their shopping,
all the things they bring on. The bus is amazing.
The bold people down the back.
I definitely think it's an Alice in Wonderland situation.
It isn't. I wish it was.
You get on and you just get a little bit smaller.
Yeah. No, it's just
that's what the leap card is for.
Yeah.
When you tap it, it's actually like...
I'm going to ask if Ken, my Slimming World consultant, can hold our Slimming World classes on a bus.
Have the next one on a bus.
Because obviously we get smaller.
Yeah.
Marie, you've lost 3 stone in a week. Yeah, I know.
Keith, thank you so much for the question. That was absolutely brilliant. And a round of applause for bus drivers.
Hail to the bus drivers.
Precision driving skill. Legends.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.